Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mully and Haw. Live and local. Chicago sports talk for your morning on 670 The Score.
No, like I said, I never assaulted anyone, or I never harassed anyone, or I never disrespected anyone, or I never forced anyone to do anything.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That is Deshaun Watson denying the accusations against him, and we are delighted to welcome to the show Odyssey Legal Insider Amy Dash. Insider calls are presented by HeyMaine, a new podcast from Kenny Mayne. Each week, Kenny talks to famous people from the world of sports and music and everywhere else. Download Hey Mayne on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And Amy joins us on the Score Hotline, which, of course, is presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Amy, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Yeah, we are, you know, like any football fan, like anybody that has covered the league, we are fascinated to see what the punishment will be for Deshaun Watson. And I can't decide if the fact that this is leaking out, that it could be a year-long suspension, is either done to soften the shock that he's going to be suspended for a year, or it's the league trying to take some kind of moral high ground. Oh, we were going to suspend him, but look what they did. What do we make of it?
Well, I think that's, you know, that's their recommendation. And what they're honing in on are the most serious cases. And I've been saying for the past week that I believed that the arbitrator was going to take a very fair approach and adjudge each case on its own merits. And so under that presumption, I assumed, yeah, we're going to see no discipline in a bunch of cases where the evidence is conflicting or it just doesn't meet a certain legal threshold. And then in the more serious cases, if there is corroborating evidence, I think we're going to see suspensions and they could be pretty lengthy. So just because the NFL is recommending indefinite suspension for a year or more doesn't mean the arbitrator will agree. And let's remember that under the new process, if the arbitrator decides not to suspend in a certain number of cases, the NFL cannot contest that. That's final under the new policy. So it will really come down to how many cases the arbitrator thinks there should be a suspension in. And then usually it's 6-game minimum per case. So, you know, 6 games times however many serious cases where the evidence merits a suspension.
Wow.
And of course, he's going to contest that, of course.
So 20 of the 24 lawsuits were settled, Amy. And I just wonder, with the beginning of the disciplinary hearing today, was that contingent upon a certain number of those lawsuits being settled? And are you suggesting then that based on all the evidence that's mounting against him, it sounds like it could be more than 1 year that they're considering or possibly could be doling out?
Well, it could be. Actually, people are shocked that the NFL is suggesting a year. That's actually in favor of Deshaun Watson, because if you think about it, 24 accusers, potentially more. Now, let's say she found 6-game minimum, which is what the discipline policy requires, in at least half of those. So let's say 12, right? Or 6 times 10 is easier, 60. So that's 60 games. So that's way more than a year. So actually, a year would be on the low end. So that's assuming that there's a minimum of 6 games on, what, a couple of cases, merely a couple. would be a full year. So people are saying, oh, the NFL, blah, blah, blah. But I think that's why they're requesting indefinite suspension, so that it doesn't seem like they're only asking for a year. And they're sort of leaving that door open and maybe hoping that after a year, people will forget or the media hype will die down and they'll be able to get away with just a year. Because don't forget, Trevor Bauer was suspended for 2 years. So now you have that comparison, and that's on one accusation.
You know, it's fascinating to me because these are civil cases, right? There was no the various people that met the grand juries opted not to charge him, which would seemingly indicate there's a lot of kind of he said, she said. But the numbers are staggering. It's overwhelming, the idea that there's a couple dozen cases against this guy. And now we've seen our first lawsuit against the Houston Texans. Apparently they're accused of enabling him because they paid for the hotel rooms, I believe.
Yeah, and Tony Busby's saying that there's a lot of damning evidence, not just paying for the hotel room, but he believes that he has enough evidence to prove that they were at least placed on notice to the point where they, even if they didn't know what was going on, they should have known what was going on. There were actually complaints, according to the lawsuit, filed by this entity called Genuine Touch, which was allegedly commissioned by the Texans to run the massages for the players. And the owner of this entity had said that Watson was going outside of the entity, contacting strangers on Instagram, and that it could pose a liability to the team, a liability to him. And there were some red flags that were raised over not only him going to strangers on Instagram, but also the types of behaviors that he was exhibiting during these massages, according to the owner of that entity. So you have a trail of evidence where there was, you know, text messages, complaints, documentation that something was going on. And the legal standard is not whether the Texans knew, but whether there was enough there that they should have known what was going on, or at least to look into and investigate it, and whether or not they had a legal duty to do so as an employer of Deshaun Watson.
Okay, Amy, so if there's enough damning evidence to suspend Deshaun Watson for however many games that he gets suspended, if there's enough damning evidence to maybe implicate the Texans for their role in enabling this kind of behavior, at what point then would the NFL stop? Because the Cleveland Browns, you talk about enabling, guaranteeing him as much money as they guaranteed him in his next contract, allowed him, enabled him, if you will, to settle these lawsuits to the extent that he did, and to put himself in a position to better negotiate, or to be in a position not to be suspended and to protect his livelihood. Are the Cleveland Browns in any trouble here in terms of being held accountable by the league?
I don't think so. You know, they exercised their right to sign him. It came with tremendous risk. They did say during the press conference that they built in certain protections to the contract that would enable them to get out of it altogether. So I don't know exactly what would trigger that, but I'm sure that if there are more complaints, more lawsuits, potentially more criminal investigations, maybe even a suspension that spans more than a year, they might be able to get out of that contract entirely, depending on what they negotiated. So I think they absolutely took a risk on the PR front, but it seems like financially they've built in protections that it wouldn't be too hard of a hit on the team. So I do think that they're taking a lot of flack in terms of negative publicity for even signing him to begin with.
Yeah, and we should just let our listeners know they traded 3 first-round picks, a future third, 2 fourths to Houston for Watson, and a 2024 sixth-round pick. They also gave him $230 million fully guaranteed contract over 5 years, $44 million up front that they paid him as a roster bonus, as a signing bonus, and the this year's contract only for $1 million. You know, cynically, maybe, you know, I understand they've done that with some other deals, but those were extensions. This is to help him not have to pay in case he misses games. He misses a portion of $1 million, not a portion of 230 or 40 or whatever the hell he's going to make next year.
Yeah, but I think it's very, very problematic because you had a indefinite suspension for Michael Vick for the dog ring stuff. And then there was an indefinite suspension for Ray Rice, which was challenged and overturned. And that was with his fiance or wife at the time, but it was allegation, or I guess it was substantiated by the video. So it was one instance of domestic violence. Here, you've got 24 accusers, albeit there's not video evidence of what's going down. So it's still a he said, she said. But remember, the discipline policy is totally different now. There was just a brand new collectively bargained for discipline policy. So the NFLPA is saying, we're ready to fight this. We've retained Jeffrey Kessler, who has represented players in other high profile cases, like when Tom Brady went up against the league. And we might even try to go to federal court if you give him a suspension of a year or longer. In the past, these cases have been kicked out of federal court because federal court likes to respect arbitrations. But on top of that, a judge is going to say, hey, NFLPA, you just had the opportunity to completely renegotiate the discipline process. And in fact, there are even more clauses in this new policy that go in your favor. For example, if the arbitrator decides no discipline, the NFL can't go and contest that. That's final. So there's an even less likelihood that they would win in federal court or that a judge would even entertain a suit like this. So the amount of avenues that he has to challenge any type of discipline are very, very limited.
Amy, shifting to Washington, the Washington Post reports that Commanders owner Daniel Snyder has refused to accept service of a subpoena by the House Committee on Oversight and Reform. That was the news last night. Where is this headed?
Yeah, I spoke about this last week, and I said that he has an option with his attorneys that are presumably on retainer to fight any type of subpoena, and I can absolutely see that happening. And if I were his attorney, I'd probably advise him to do it because, you know, if he goes before the committee and he's questioned by a lot of Democrats who have already made it clear that they're gunning for him, that they believe that he's guilty of doing the things that he's accused of, you know, he's going to be opening himself up to a lot of questioning. And if he doesn't answer the right way, or he says something that's not truthful, then he's opening himself up to perjury charges. Even if he testifies truthfully, the politicians up there can go recommend that criminal charges be brought and refer the case over to prosecutors. They can also try to hold him liable through civil avenues. So I think he wants to challenge the subpoena, try to get it thrown out, and say that it's not for a valid legislative purpose, and that basically these politicians have no business. There's no public interest in them meddling in the private happenings in an NFL club. And if he can't get it thrown out, at least his lawyer should try to get the scope of it narrowed so that he doesn't have to answer questions about so many different topics. So I think with the amount of money that he has and the amount of liability that he faces, and knowing that the rhetoric is already going against him, he's going to have to try to fight this. And it looks like that's exactly what he's doing.
And I don't know, Amy, if you know anything about Russian law, but apparently Brittany Griner goes to trial in Russia on Friday. And, you know, she was arrested in February at the airport there in Moscow. She's obviously one of the great players in the WNBA. And it feels like all of this is some public relation ploy. This is some weird thing to do with the war and everything that is happening in Russia. Is there any chance that she could be back in the United States soon? Do you think that the fact that they're putting her on trial is just to underscore their position on this thing? What happens there?
I think it's a mixture. I think she's absolutely a political pawn, but right. By the same token, I think they've always had strict laws in terms of drugs, and the legal systems are different abroad, and people who don't know that end up suffering terribly, and not just in her case, but historically. And so the fact that her detention was extended 6 months, the fact that the penalties on the books are already severe with, you know, years and years in jail for these types of offenses, and with all the geopolitical tensions that are going on right now, I think, you know, she could be facing jail time for many, many years. And I just don't see with what's going on in the Ukraine, I do not see, you know, the U.S. negotiating any type of surrender for her. And if they did, it would make Russia look poor because it would undermine the strength of their legal system. You know, it would show that basically there you can buy people out of penalties for violating their laws. And I don't think that's something they want to publicly, you know, it's not the message that they want to communicate.
Hey, thanks.
So I think it's very troublesome for her.
Yeah, obviously, and it's an awful story. I just wanted to make sure we mentioned it. And Amy, thank you a ton. We really appreciate all the insight.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thanks, all Amy. Right. Great
Have
stuff.
Have a great week. Bye-bye, guys. All
that right. was Odyssey Legal Insider Amy Dash. Insider calls are presented by Hey Maine, a new podcast from Kenny Maine. Each week, Kenny talks to famous people from the world of sports and music and everywhere else, and you can download that Hey Maine on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. His name is Kenny Maine.
I get it.
So it's like a play on Hey Man.
Yeah.
Hey Maine.
Yeah.
Right?
Catchy.
Okay.
It is.
Just want to make sure you understand it. I don't want to misname him.
You're not misnaming him. You're
I'm not saying his name is Kenny Maine.
Exactly the way it's supposed to be read.
Hey Maine.
Nice job.
Thank you, buddy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.